close the U.S. torture schools. Greetings, and on the move to all the folks gathered at this convergence against torturers being trained at the School of Assassins at Fort Benning, Georgia. As fate would have it, I've just finished a remarkable book by former Colombian diplomat Clara Nieto, who tells the painful and shattering history of the long U.S. campaign of torture by proxy throughout Central and Latin America. In Masters of War, put out by Seven Stories, 2003, she teaches us much about the brutal costs of empire on our neighbors to the south. For example, this school is but one of several where foreign soldiers and cops are trained in torture against their own people. There's the Special Warfare School at Fort Bragg, North Carolina, the Special Forces School at Fort Gulick, and the Inter-American Police Academy at Fort Davis, both in Panama. Tens of thousands of people were trained in the techniques of torture in these places, and the maimed, the raped, the slaughtered can barely be reckoned since their graduates were unleashed since the early 1960s. As we have all seen from the photos and videos of Abu Ghraib, Americans are quite adept at their own torture techniques, and we find that the most vile, depraved experts of that dark art are prison guards or cops in civilian life who have used their brutal expertise in prisons and police stations right here in the U.S. Indeed, one of the most scandalous torturers and sexual sadists worked right here as a guard in good standing at SCI Green in western Pennsylvania. We thus learned that when we oppose torture against others, we oppose it for ourselves, for the borders are closer than we think. Remember Abner Luima, Rodney King, Delbert Africa, people beaten and brutalized right before your eyes. Remember Archbishop Romero, the nuns raped and murdered in El Salvador by graduates of the SOA. Your tax dollars at work. We must close the torture schools, the coup schools, the institutes of imperialism, for they ultimately torture us all, in body or soul. You, all of you, have forced them to change the name. It won't be long before you force their abolition. Close them all. On the move. Long live John Africa. From Death Row, this is Mumia Abu-Jamal.
These commentaries are produced by Noel Hanrahan for Prison Radio.